Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So far, so good. Bruins with a win in their season opener. And that was TNT on the call. Brendan Burke and Darren Pang. But tonight, that's when the big boys take over. Judd Surratt, Nesson, the local call, a 1-0 Bruins team. And here he is, Judd Surratt in studio. Judd, thank you for coming in. That's awesome to have you here.
Well, Ninkovich said that traffic was bad yesterday, so yeah, I wanted to make sure that I left a little bit early. You know, Ninkovich, you know, not far from where I grew up.
Okay.
He's southwest side at a great city, Chicago. You know, so he went to Lincoln Way. So, but you know, when I hear him talk about traffic, that's a guy who worked up to Stevenson for years. Time to get in a little early.
So you come from Walpole too, because he's coming from way down there. So you want to definitely leave early. So yeah.
Judd Surratt will be with us every week on the Greg Hill Show. Greg Hill not in today, by the way. I'm Ken Laird. Greg is off for the first Judd appearance, unfortunately. But you guys connected last week, which is good.
Coming in, I was really hoping that Sheriff Judd would do this segment.
Yes.
No. I actually think it would be so much better than
no,
this.
No. You guys are equals, but
no,
I mean,
no,
it's
no,
got to
no.
be something with the name.
Judd is brought to you by Sports Etc., Boston's best hockey shop, powered by Bauer, with the best selection of Bauer skates, sticks, and goalie equipment at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington or online at sportsetc.net. So, Judd, I know you didn't get to call the game, which is never fun because, you know, we want to hear the local call.
We'd love to do every single game.
But I was impressed just going in, didn't know much about this team, a lot of new faces, and I came away thinking, boy, exceeded my expectations. What did you make of their debut?
I think impressed is a great word that you and I had talked about just before we came in and we had started this segment. I think one of the things to think about with this Bruins team is how quickly can they recapture the identity that they want to play with? So what you saw last night is pretty much it. Goaltending, defense, special teams. Yeah, you got to mix in your top guys. Pasternak had a terrific night, as did Elias Lindholm. You know, the power play goal, the way he played on that top unit was terrific. So that's a great sign for the Bruins. But the other thing is, now you got 81 more. Okay, you got to do it again tonight here against the Blackhawks. And then you've got to continue to do it throughout the season. But that was a really good way to start.
Judd, we always know the importance of Swayman, but I think the question that I have is people talk about Pasternak, we know what he is, but they bring up Morgan Geekie, right? He had 30-plus goals last year. Is this something he can consistently do again this year? Because you're going to need another guy to give you that 30-plus goal season. Could he do that again?
I think it's certainly possible. I think in the conversations that we've had with the general manager, Don Sweeney, I don't know if he expects necessarily that he'll hit that number, but can you hit high 20s? Can you approach 30? I think that's definitely doable, especially playing with that group. And having a conversation with Geekie before the start of the season, it's so different. Remember, this guy was a healthy scratch last year at the beginning of the season and didn't really turn it on until January. Now it's completely different, and it's not just for him, but it's for the entire team. From the moment that he stepped foot in camp, he played and practiced with Pasternak and Lindholm. So I think in many ways he has such a bigger head start than he had last season. Now you've got to be able to deliver. It's not just the contract, but the fact that you scored 33 last year, now the expectations rise.
When you look at Swayman in particular, though, and you see how great he was last night, obviously he didn't start the season opener last year. There was a lot going into Swayman going into the season. Are you seeing, from being around the team, a different guy, a different energy? Was that all just because the holdout going into the season last year, or is it just him building upon himself?
I think there's a lot of different things at play there. When I had a conversation with him just before the team had left for Washington, and basically the question to him was, how different is your headspace
right now
than where it was a year ago? He said a year ago at this time, and remember, he didn't sign and jump on the plane until the Bruins boarded to go to Florida. He said, I was in the mountains of New Hampshire at this point. Now he's had an entire training camp to go through to get up to game speed. But I think the most important thing for him, Courtney, to your question, was to be around the guys, to build that camaraderie. You know, we're talking about identity. We're also talking about leadership. That's sort of the overarching thing. So how does this function? I don't think it's uncommon throughout the National Hockey League for teams not to have a captain. But how does this leadership group function with Pastrnak, McAvoy, Lindholm is wearing an A, Jeremy Swayman is signed long-term, and some of the other guys who are long-term? How does this function? That's a great start for him. The way he played in net, technically, it was quiet. It was simple. And the guys in front, if you remember, you know, watching the game last night, it was one and done. There weren't a whole lot of chances. And 5-on-5, fairly even.
Was Hampus, Pasta, and McAvoy your guess as captains going into this?
I don't know if I necessarily had a guess. You know, I know we joke with Razor all the time that goalies can't wear a C. You know, and ask him. Actually, ask him a story. When he was with Vancouver, Roberto Luongo was the captain, and I think it was kind of a gong show. You know, he's probably, you know, I would think that makes sense for a guy like Lindholm. You know, I think there's a couple of guys that you probably could have thought about giving it to. Older guy, veteran guy, leader, you know, a guy that you're going to rely on.
One of the things you talk about, Judd, is you talk about the special teams. And last year, the Bruins were, when it comes to penalties, they were one of the most penalized teams in the NHL. Last night, Washington has 5 power play opportunities. How can you keep putting that much pressure, and how do they clean that up? Because if not, you're putting all this pressure on Swayman to make sure he makes stops against the opponent's power play. How do they clean that up?
You got to check with your feet, especially early in the season. I didn't love all the calls that came against him. You know, and that goes actually, you know, for some of the calls I actually think the refs got the call right on John Carlson giving the Bruins that power play, which eventually triggered the game winner last night. But you have to be able to check with your feet, because anytime that referees see you're reaching to check or you use an open hand to grab a guy, that's usually an automatic. But for the Bruins, Wiggy, it's a great point. They were in the box way too much. As a team last year, they were among the league leaders in minor penalties. You had the league's penalty minute leader in Nikita Zadorov, who, by the way, played a terrific game last night. If you look, just as a quick sidebar, Zadorov was second to Charlie McAvoy in ice time on the Bruins last night. And that's how valuable he was, especially to your penalty killing unit. They have to be able to curtail that. They have to be able to check with their feet, because it's going to be hard for the Bruins to outscore their problems the way that they're built.
Judd, so Greg Wyshynski compared David Pastrnak to Ilya Kovalchuk on the Thrashers.
No.
Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Nope.
Or do you think that this is the Cam Neely tough defensive strategy is far more sustainable over an 82-game season?
With all due respect to the old puck daddy, you know, and I had a chance to see Ilya Kovalchuk for years when I was in the minors and we were affiliated with the Atlanta Thrashers. He was a goal scorer. I can see some of those similarities. He was not the playmaker that Pastrnak is. Last year, David Pastrnak tied his career high. I think he had 63 helpers, which was among the league leaders. That was never really a number that Kobe put up.
Nesson's play-by-play voice, Judd Sirott, joining us in studio here on the Greg Hill Show, and he'll be with us every Thursday at 8:20 on our Bruins Thursday. All the goals last night came from the top line guys, even though one of them was a great power play goal. Where does the secondary scoring come from? That's still the worry, right?
Well, I think they're going to have to be able to do it by committee. Just to kind of go back to the last preseason game, and obviously preseason doesn't count, but the way that, they scored in that game, whether it was defense, your middle six being able to chip in, that's what they're going to have to be able to do. You know, those top guys, as you talked about with, Geeky Pasternak and Lindholm, they're going to be expected and they're going to be leaned on to be consistent scorers all season long. But what can you get beyond that? I think the Bruins as a team, I think that there's a lot more offense that they can tease out of the blue line, especially from guys like McAvoy, Lindholm, you know, Zadorov. He had a 14-goal season a couple years ago. I don't think anybody expects that he's going to get double digits.
Yeah.
But he's a guy who can handle the puck and he has some skill offensively. I think you can tease more goals out of that, but what can you kind of get out of the middle six to bolster your offense?
Like Arvidsson had some chances last night, just didn't finish.
He did, which is encouraging. Pavel Zacha made that, you know.
Yeah,
now that
pass.
This was, you know, obviously on the power play, the indirect off the wall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just as you execute it, you know, you see the addition of Steve Spott, who's on the coaching staff for a couple reasons, primarily because he can run the power play. He's done it for years in the National Hockey League, and he's a veteran assistant coach who's been around some really good coaches during his coaching tenure. So a guy like Marco Sturm can lean on a guy like that. What can you get out of Pasternak? What can you get out of that second line? You saw him in fits and starts there last night.
Yeah.
But if they're able to kick in a little production, that really bodes well for the team.
If they want to perform above the expectations that we kind of set for them, is Swayman going to have to play at a Vezina-type level where he's one of those guys that you could be looking at as somebody who could potentially win that, because you talk about their inability to score goals other really than Pasternak?
He's going to have to be really good, you know, and I think tonight, by the way, we're going to see Jonas Korpisalo. I think that's the other thing. It's not just that Swayman has to be really good. Korpisalo has to be really good. You're going to see him a lot more often. The schedule is a little bit more compressed this year because it's an Olympic year. You're going to see a lot of back-to-backs, 3-4s, 4-6s. So that means that your tandem is going to have to produce. But I think for a guy like Jeremy Swayman, you know, when it comes to numbers, Wiggy, you know, a lot of people obviously want to focus on save percentage or high danger saves or goals against average. The most important stat for any goaltender is wins. Does he give you an opportunity to win every single night? And if you think about last night, it wasn't just that he was making great saves, but he was making key saves at key times that preserved that victory.
Can I ask a non-Bruins question for
Bring
you?
It on.
Because last time that you and Billy were here, Wiggy was talking a lot about McDavid.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now you look at that two-year extension. We were surprised by the number, and I brought up the fact that maybe it was so team-friendly because they could trade him.
I hope. I wish. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not surprised because we had talked about it that Connor McDavid signed a short-term deal. Mm-hmm. I think what a lot of people were shocked at, you know, in fact, even Elliot Friedman over at Sportsnet said, I actually had to dig in and make sure that the number was right as far as the salary because he's making like, you know, 12 yeah, and a half.
Yeah. I thought it was a misprint. I thought it was 2 years at 25 million per year. I thought it was 2 years at 50 million.
I could not believe it. So, you know, there's been a lot of reaction around the National Hockey League. I think one of them is respect that he, listen, he's dug his feet in and he said, I want to bring a championship to Edmonton. But I think he understands that even though the salary cap is going up, he needs to be surrounded by better players. One of them is going to have to be in goal. You know, it's on the Edmonton Oilers, Jeff Jackson and Stan Bowman and those guys to be able to fill in. Where I thought you were going with that one is, so I think the last time we were in here and we had talked about this big free agent class potentially coming out.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So McDavid, check off the board. Kaprizov, off the board. Eichel, check off the board. He signed Kyle Connor. Check off the board. He signed an 8-year deal to stay in Winnipeg. So those are some big names in free agency that I think a lot of teams, not just the Bruins, were salivating about, depending on how it would go at the tail end of this season, that maybe those were guys you could acquire. There's still some really good players out there, but those are some big names off the list.
If Jeremy Swayman is playing at a Vezina level and this team is overachieving compared to where we had them kind of before the season, do they, A, have the assets to even help add to this team come trade deadline time, and B, are they even willing to, just knowing that it felt like this year was kind of going to be a reset year heading into that big free agent class?
Yes, absolutely. You heard Cam Neely and Don Sweeney mention it at the press conference just before we started the season that the Bruins really tried. They made a run at some of the offensive players that were available in free agency during the summer, whether that's guys like Brock Besser or Nick Ehlers. I'm not really sure on that one. And as far as the assets, so the Bruins have two first-round picks coming up in this upcoming draft, two first-round picks in the next draft. I have a hard time believing that the Bruins are going to pick four times in the first round and use all those picks. Those are assets that they can parlay into something else.
Looking forward to the call tonight, Judd. You and Brick, 7 o'clock. Nessun, what time does the
our pregame show, pregame. So you can kick in with Billy, right. Sophia, Barry, Razor, and the boys starting at 6 o'clock, and then we'll get it going at 7, Bruins and Blackhawks tonight.
Now, Judd got his start in radio as a producer, I believe, right? Where you were on out in Chicago. You did everything.
Radio first started, I started at the Score in 92.
Did you ever give the weather like our man Chris Curtis does? Because we have the Window World of Boston weather. So I want to go to that now to get a weather forecast for tonight.
No, I love this, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is
there we go. Stick your head out there, Curtis. What do we got?
Judd and I share frolic challenges. it is 45 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 56.
45? Is that cold? True?
I love it.
Chicago weather.
Yeah.
Chicago.
What about tonight when you walk into the yard? What is it tonight, Curtis?
When you walk into the yard? Who's ever called the Bruins game the yard?
The barn.
The barn.
Yard.
Talky talk.
I'm sorry. 56 degrees. The barn will be bumping tonight.
Off, baby.
56. All
see,
right.
I may not have done the weather, but I was old enough that at that point, like, do you remember the old tickers and like the news would like pop off and you have to rip it off the printer?
Oh, you did that. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
See, I think what we have.
Yeah, but did you ever staple stories for John Dennis?
I never done that.
No, I never did that, but I remember our computer went down with a call screener. I actually had to write them up and tape them on the window where you guys are at.
See, I think what we have to do now is once Greg gets back, because we always try to figure out what is it with the Chicago pizza, because we can't stand it, the deep dish. But you being from Chicago, and Greg is a Seltzer Bar pizza, we got to try to figure out where the hell did this deep dish come from and what's so good about it.
All right. Well, first of all, Love Bar pizza, Love Tavern pizza. You remember there's like three pizzas there, because there's stuffed, pan, and then there's thin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, you know, if we get a chance, maybe I'll just fly in a Pequod's pizza. You guys can have a little bit. It's not like getting it there.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see.
All right.
Okay. And Chicago, the opponent tonight. So this is like your Stanley Cup final here tonight. This is great. It's the hometown boys. All right, Judd, thank you for coming in. Great stuff.
Thanks for having
me. Look forward to having you back next week. It is the Greg Hill Show. Greg out today. I'm Ken Laird. Coming up next, Wiggy's legendary moment story from Bourbon Street leading into the Super Bowl 2002.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.